I'm representing NAPCO now, a project that is funded by the Commission to help Europe do what they just said, not only for rail but for all kinds of public transport, including roads. So NAPCO is helping 30 different countries in Europe to try now to produce the data the same way, so it's easier for you to use it. And to that, this guy showed us established an awesome NAPCO tool list. It's a list of open source based tools. So my mission here today is to make it aware of that. So we are aware of that list. We want to list tools present on that list. It's led by Jan Blesensky from Czechia. He's leading the project. I'm leading the content of that. So NAPCO is a huge project. The main thing important here for us is that we want to have a dialogue communication with you, external stakeholders, which is kind of difficult to do within a public company.
You don't hear the microphone.
Okay, I speak up. And to do that, we want you to register your tools. You want to look at the list of the tools that are there. Is there something that's missing there that you can find a use case that you can do something on? We are happy to discuss that and elaborate on that. At the moment, this web page is under development. I talked a little bit about it on the open source transport committee that Felix talked about in the opening. We plan to publish it in March, April. If we, the remaining stuff that we're working on is the governance. What kind of rules should we have to have a list registered on this page? NAPCO will be an official web page from Europe. The main purpose, as I said, is to help the national, all the countries in Europe to publish the same kind of data in the same way, so it's easy to use for you and for the data source themselves. So, questions?
1 minute.
1 minute.